In her poem for Eileen Wood's Born Jacqueline, Allie O'Reilly has this reminiscence of a woman who was a princess for a short while and then had to live out the rest of her life. Here's Allie O'Reilly.
A search for Canoga Park Nursing Home yields 12 cherry blossoms scattershot at Topanga Canyon Boulevard. The LA Times runs an obit on Eileen Woods, less than 7 lines long, mentions Disney thrice, but omits specifics like the name of Eileen's daughter, her assisted living residence, or where to send sympathy bouquets should any recovered princess with a tattered video cassette wish to. Eileen was born Jacqueline, but only the internet and the bones of her mother remember. Walt bought her radio voice, crystals dripping from her mouth, in 1948. Spackled her song with Technicolor, nipped $4 million worth of post-World War II debt in the bud with a story, leaning heavily on impractical shoes for women and birds, transportative gourds, and wishes tempered by sleep in the wholly activated brain where dreams happen. Cinderella was born Eileen Woods, but only the internet and a royalty suit from 1988 remember. Pots left on the stove to burn, maybe, or Eileen in her house shoes at the storm door keyless. Her husband carried her gownless to elsewhere, where nurses trained on Alzheimer's plucked the melody of their youth off a piano for a humming woman who couldn't remember she bore it.
Thank you.